mafia.
Gay rap mafia.
A gay what?
Gay rap mafia.
Rap?
Yeah, gay rap mafia.
And there's right a now, lot of well known.
You
have
the power of the roadcaster. You can actually go to YouTube and hook up through Bluetooth and look it up. And you hear fucking Fat Joe talking about that shit. He said, "Have you ever?" Yeah. Vlad TV is like, "Hey, have you ever done a song with a gay guy?" He's like, "I have." He's all, "Yeah, but they're not gonna say that they're gay." But there's a lot of gay rappers like Puff Daddy for sure. He's gay.
He's gay.
Fucking Usher's fucking gay. There's a super video. Gay. There's a video where like, "Oh yeah, we woke up together in bed." He's like, "Oh man, don't say that." And then I think it was Kevin Hart. He's like, "Man, did y'all just say that, Joe?" And they cover his mouth. Did y'all just say, "Yo, woke up in the same bed?" And he's like laughing at him and shit. You know what I mean? So all that shit, dude, all these fools are gay. And like even the artists. What's up, y'all? So that was fucking that was in 2021 on the Kickback Podcast. If you guys want to check that out and see where I talk about that shit. Let me lower the volume a little bit on the music. Let me give you the exact episode number and all of that. The Kickback Podcast, shout out to Chris Kickback in the motherfucking building. That was episode 33. I think it's called the Mega Kickback some shit. No, I'm tripping. This is the wrong motherfucking episode I'm telling you guys about. Let me see if I can go in here real quick, get you the exact one. I'm talking about, scratch that ain't the right one. That's just some of my clips that I'm compiling there. But that one was... Let me go back into the motherfucking Instagram again. That's episode 87. It's a Mega Ranting Kickback. That's when we had a bunch of people on there. Very controversial episode. A bunch of beefs stemmed from that shit. But that part right there where I'm talking, I don't know where the fuck it's at, but that's a really good episode. Go ahead and give Chris a follow, a listen. Right now he's on a little fucking break, but go ahead and check that out. Anyway, that you heard after that clip that you guys just heard was me talking about that shit in 2021 about P. Diddy, how he's gay and all that shit, and the gay rap mafia. Well, you thought I was crazy? Well, now you know for a fact. Today is, what is it? Today's March 25th. And they raided that motherfucker's house. Let me go here. Oh, so you guys are listening. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Rantigo Ramos. And I'm joined by Charlie in the motherfucking building once again.
What's up, man?
We're going to go with some fucking tacos.
Dude, you prophesied something.
Yeah.
It ain't true.
Yeah.
You're a prophet now, dude.
So it says, Diddy homes in LA and Miami raided by federal agents at 2:52 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The scene at Diddy's Los Angeles home area appears to be winding down, and a new photo obtained by TMZ shows just how bustling it was with the law enforcement activity. And then it says at 1:42 p.m., TMZ has obtained extra footage of cops on the scene near Diddy's LA area home, and it looks like officers have shut down the entire area with helicopters swarming up above. There are at least two choppers in the area, a lot of police on the ground. And there's a picture with these kids right here. It says... Fox 11 has posted a video that appears to show several individuals in handcuffs near the property, and a couple of them appear to be Diddy's sons, Justin and King Combs. So that fool, I mean, he ain't fully gay. He's bisexual, dog. He was on the down low, as they say, in Atlanta. But I think his daughter got arrested too. The home over there in Miami. There's an ongoing investigation. Which has him involved with child trafficking and shit.
So if the kids got fucking arrested, does that mean they're implicated in the crime?
I'm pretty sure they're gonna investigate them.
Uh-huh.
To see what's going on and shit. Also, there was a video that came out where there's, I don't know what fucking rapper it was. I think it was Meek Mill. Where there's a fool that's there kicking it at Puff Daddy's mansion, right? And all of a sudden, Meek Mill and Puff Daddy disappear into Puff Daddy's bedroom, right? And the vato was tripping out, you know? The fool that was there, right? And he was tripping out. And what the fuck, dog? All of a sudden, he started hurting a motherfucker. Like, man, like he was giving up he's hearing cheeks getting clapped, homie.
Wow.
He was hearing motherfucking rhythmic slapping. And the vato was like, fuck this, homie. Ain't nobody gonna believe me. So he went up to the motherfucker and put his ear to the shit. Motherfucker started recording with his phone, dog. And if you guys want to listen to this shit, skip it. But it sounds pretty crazy. Let me see if this is the right one right here. Yeah.
Is that recently?
That's Puff Daddy fucking the shit out of a Meek Mill. That fool ended up going out. Watch.
Oh, shit,
like, all the champagne was spiked. Everybody was passed the fuck out. I don't drink. So I was playing that shit off like, I don't fucking drink. I smoke, nigga. Like, I smoke and I had my own weed, but, like, who's everybody that? Was passed out. Yo, Diddy had that man in the room. Look, yes, I put my ear to the fucking door and I brought the phone because Diddy started going in overdrive. I ain't know what the fuck was going on, but I just heard balls slapping against ass cheeks. I heard niggas struggling to take dick. I heard niggas being like, yeah, Daddy. Like, when he started all that Daddy this and Daddy that, and then I heard some hollering and struggling, like, yeah, I kept the phone there and I recorded all that shit because I was like, this nigga Diddy rich, so I'm finna put the squeeze on and get me
that's crazy. But there's there videos of him calling other rappers daddy?
Oh yeah, all of that, man. And let me see if I can bring this one up right here with motherfucking Kevin Hart, P. Diddy. Let's see, Kevin Hart,
that's crazy.
P. Diddy, what's the other fool's name? Usher.
Yeah.
Well, check it out. Look, Usher.
No se les quita la costumbre, even though when they're fucking doing gay shit, still saying the N word.
Yeah, yeah, they still got to say that shit. But check it out. This is Kevin Hart interviewing these fools, and Puff Daddy slips. Check it out.
We want to thank you. Come here. Don't sit on the bed at night. No homo. No, just don't get close to the bed.
No Diddy, homie.
But it's just like, yo, we want to thank you for hosting the thing, man. Man, you, it's been a pleasure. You didn't have to do it, and you did it.
No, I definitely didn't have to do it. I definitely didn't have to. First and foremost, I'm not getting the bed. You know, shout out to him and what he did. I'm just gonna, if we can, just let's just put the camera a little this way, just so we're not. I don't want my shot to even.
Like,
I don't want it to come close to the bed at all. Usher look like he fresh off a goddamn plane. Usher
fresh off the guard stage. That's my brother right here from day one. We used to wake up and, I mean, damn, pause, but like, just I mean, back in the days when he was like 10 and I was a little bit older, his older brother, we used to fight over the Frosted Flakes, you know what I'm saying, before pause was invented, you know what I'm saying? But it's my brother for real. We used to actually wrestle off of the Frosted Flakes because he used to always get up early with me. Now he's one of the richest stars in the world. And I'm
yo, what the fuck did Puff just say? Nobody's gonna acknowledge this for me. Puff just said we used to wrestle over the Frosted Flakes and we're streaming live. That was stupid. Listen, that was fucking stupid. Listen,
we're having a good time. Yo, Usher made it in the
hey, yo.
He said he's wow. Well, really what it was, he said, we used to wake up in the bed, dog. Mm-hmm. You watch, you catch that shit. We used to wake up together in the bed.
At all.
Watch, look.
Usher look like he fresh off got
and I mean, damn, pause, but like, check this out. I mean, back in the days when he was like 10 and I was a little bit older, his older brother, we used to fight over the
I just
fresh off the guard stage. That's my brother right here from day one. We used to wake up and I mean, damn, pause, but like, check this out.
He slipped, dog. Like, damn. They used to wake up together, dog. Yeah, and then this right here, this is I don't know what the fuck this clip is. This is Usher saying about the wild times as a teen living with Puff Daddy. Well, Puff Daddy turned his ass out, homie.
I moved,
and that's why the fuck that motherfucker's
New
famous,
York City.
There
and I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now, that was L.A. Reid's idea, right? We're sending
New
you
York
over to
City.
Something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
To learn some
Flavor Camp.
Yeah,
Flavor
that's
camp.
What it was called. And you're going to go to Puff Daddy's. He's gonna
in the 90s. Do you understand what that's like?
Puffy's place was like just filled with chicks and orgying like nonstop, right?
No, not really. Hey, it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Curious. Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was... But I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild.
So nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Uh-huh.
Biggie Smalls was there.
Biggie Smalls
curious
was there.
Gay, right?
Lil' Kim.
Yep.
Craig Mack.
All these people are hanging around.
Faith Evans, Jodeci, Mary J. Blige. They ain't know nothing about this shit.
Oh.
I was having a good time. You know what I mean?
Does he have you doing any chores? Are you doing dishes at all? I mean, to keep you humble somewhat? Or are you just like, can you stay up till 4 in the morning with them and party?
I mean, I could. I actually stayed up longer than them.
Do you have money? What's going on?
I mean, I had like per diem.
Damn, well, check it out. This is the homie right here, Cat Williams, speaking on that shit when it was on.
I'm going to let you tell it.
No, you're the best.
I want you to tell it.
You really are the best. You're proving it here today. As much as I'm proving it, you're proving it. You're proving it. Yeah, that wasn't the thing. It wasn't, people say that. He lost $50 million. No, that's not even close to what happened to this dude. And until you understand what happened to the dude, you don't understand what happened. Like, no, not they offered him $50 million and he turned it down. Who gonna turn down $50 million? Now, I've had to turn down $50 million 4 times. 4 times, just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right, because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you gotta tell him no.
I did.
See, I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you. That's why I...
Damn, there it is, dog. And then this is...
What about that kid from the child star?
I know he turned out baby. Oh,
of course.
Dude. That fool, dog. That fool.
That's bitch made, dude.
And this is 50 Cent talking about him. 50 Cent is gay too, dog, but he's going
to
talk about
it. Pop was like, yeah, like first he was amping him to get stout. Then he was like, yo, when we going to get the chance to, you know, to kick it, like we can just hang out, nigga. We got to kick it.
Okay.
He telling me we got to kick it and shit. And he was like, yo, why don't we like go shopping or some shit? I mean, like I pay for it. And I was like, what the fuck this nigga just said? I got the fuck away from him because I was like, this nigga, like, fucking, this nigga just tell me he take me shopping. And this is shit that goes on.
This is shit that goes on, man. There's a lot of shit. Oh, there's another one. Look, Escape of P. Diddy.
Oh, something wrong. I gotta find. Where's the, I was like, I played it cool.
Where's the restroom?
Where's the bathroom? Yeah. So I'm like, they like down this hall. And it's like a big ass house in Atlanta. So I'm like,
Hotlanta,
homie.
The
hallway looked like the Starship Enterprise. So I go to the bathroom and I put my finger down my throat. And I,
because you knew.
And my manager was with me, so he kicked in the door. Boom, short, you all right? I was like, bro, I don't know, bro. It's like, son. He's like, the driver's still outside. Let's go. So we go out, and they all met us in like the vestibule, and they're like, hey, you good, short? And I was like, chill, just relax. I'm like, nah, I gotta. I was like, nah, I'm fine. I gotta be at set early in the morning. Boom, get in the SUV. Bow. Just get out of here.
Damn.
Right. So who was at this party? That was the night that being an alcoholic saved my life and my booty up. Awesome.
Man, they all speaking on that shit, dog. Let's see, here's another one. 50 Cent speaking on
that. He doesn't even know what he's saying. It's like fruity. He says something fabulous and he goes, yo, no, but me and you, we ain't party. Like, we need to party. What are you talking about? When people say that to me, I get a little uncomfortable. Like, when you see Jay the Kiss put his head down like... While we stuck here right now and the cameras is rolling, everybody see. Don't make like it's just me, man. What if you do some like a little fluffy stuff?
Now you guys
on? Like he said something to me one time a long time ago. He told me he'd take me shopping. I looked at him like, what'd you just say?
Pay for it.
Let me move, man. Before I do something, you gonna make me mess up the wedding. Let me get out. No, dude, you take me test. What a guy says to a girl.
I asked 50 about that. He said you did the same thing to him. You asked him to take him shopping.
Oh
yeah, I thought he needed some clothes.
What? I'm a nice guy. I don't have no beef with Fifth. He loves me.
Y'all can't see that he loves me.
You really think that's hate? You know he loves me.
I don't think he likes it.
You know he loves me.
Oh,
yeah. He says things.
Wow.
Crazy shit, dog. Oh, let's say, this is talking about relationship with P. Diddy. I guess that's pretty much it. They're showing, man. But that motherfucker, dog, a bunch of shit's going to come out. But you know what's going to happen? They're gonna suicide that fool.
Does he get canceled?
Nah, he's gonna get suicided. The music, it's like whatever. Oh shit! This is a Chris Brown. Diddy tried what?
Chris Brown reveals Diddy tried to turn him gay. Damn. It has been reported that Chris Brown revealed in an interview that Diddy tried to turn him gay. Brown made some shocking revelations about the music industry that alleged that Diddy and his associates forced straight men to become gay. In the interview, Brown also revealed Diddy's reaction to him denying the advances. The allegations have caused controversy and speculation about Diddy's sexuality. However, it's important to note that these are just allegations and have not been proven to be true.
Chris Brown reveals Diddy. It's true, dude.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, homie.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Who's this, dog? This is Usher. He says, that fool took my innocence. Damn.
It's all recent shit?
Yeah, it's all recent shit, man. 50 Cent and Cat Williams leaked video of Diddy freak off with somebody.
If you've been in a car accident,
you gotta freak off with Kevin Hart.
Don't call an attorney. Use this AI app instead.
Nah, bitch.
I don't dress at all. You can interrogate me with torture, nigga. I won't confess at all.
Oh, because in 30 years, I've done nothing but collect information, knowledge.
You got a gang of receipts.
And your secrets. So if you and a man was in a corner doing something you wasn't supposed to be doing,
you will tell it.
No, somebody come to tell me.
Cat Williams is spilling more tea on Diddy, and now it's about his alleged freak-off with Kevin Hart. Yeah, and 50 Cent is backing it all up. These two are out for Diddy's neck, and they're not going to stop until they bring him down. Cat's vibe has always been to keep it real and not sugarcoat the shady stuff the entertainment world tries to cover up. He's all about laying it bare, exposing what your fave celebs are up to behind the scenes. So Cat Williams just threw the entertainment industry into chaos with some mind-blowing claims, suggesting that Diddy and Kevin Hart might have been up to some shady business, especially in connection to the dramatic Usher saga. Despite the seemingly eternal friendship between Diddy and Kevin Hart, Kat is dropping hints that there could be more to their connection than what's on the surface. Hold up though, we all know Diddy and Kevin have been ride or die forever, but according to Kat, their bromance might have some dark corners. He's dishing the deets that they could have been mixed up in some seriously messed up stuff, potentially playing a role in the whole Usher essay drama. Brace yourselves, it's about to get even crazier. Word on the street is that this power duo might have had a hand in Usher's alleged run-in with an STD. This jaw-dropping revelation has everyone raising their eyebrows, wondering what else Diddy's been cooking up over the years. Seriously, the tales about him are on a whole new level of insanity. Let's be clear, when Cat Williams spills the tea on celebs, he goes all in, no holding back. When
right,
he announced
bitch, where's the clips at? Let me shop it. So we've seen that one already.
So bad he sent it to Hawaii.
All right, let's see this.
Used as blackmail against Cassie. She stayed in that situation for nearly a decade, probably why. And the shocker, when Diddy handed her a 10-year music deal, it's like he was in Cancun. Word on the street is, this pic shows someone straight up pulling down Diddy's shorts. Yeah, you heard it right. According to Wendy, Diddy instructed members of the R&B trio Total to confront her physically. While Wendy's then boyfriend intervened, preventing any altercation, Diddy managed to get her fired.
Man,
Diddy's
body. This fucking video is too fucking long, but you get the picture, man. There's a bunch of evidence on this motherfucker. Diddy is drunk and acting gay again with T.I. Must see. This was only 3 minutes. Check it out. I've seen this one before. Yeah. I've seen it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fucking hot. Yeah.
Oh,
he comes up right now and that's what he says. T.I. fucking like backs up, backs away and shit.
Yeah. Why is that? That Arabian DJ on there?
Because he's a part of their shit too.
Say what's up, Dad G.
This fucking gay Z right there.
Your live is live on Instagram.
Man, when they bust gay Z and Beyonce, it's gonna be crazy, man.
Mm.
They're next, huh? Where Diddy at? Let me see. Where Diddy at?
This guy got Fabulous?
I don't even know. None of these motherfuckers. There's Diddy right there when he comes in.
Yeah.
Oh, he's nipping his lip and shit?
Fucking up.
what the fuck. I don't know what the fuck was so gay about that shit, man. The
fuck are they talking about?
Yeah.
We gonna fuck up some money.
What is that? Oh, damn. Oh, you know what happened to that fool? When they caught that fool slipping, that fool ended up taking off to the Bahamas and shit. P. Diddy, somebody tipped that fool off. He left in his private jet to the Bahamas.
It had to be like an FBI informant, no?
They let him know somebody what's up, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Cat Williams reacts to what's going on. But nah, that's a long-ass video, man.
That one. Play down. Play that one.
This one here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This fool right here. This motherfucker, Orlando Brown from That's So Raven. This motherfucker was talking about this shit, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Motherfucking commercials, dog. I don't got that YouTube red. We gotta wait 5 seconds. Bam.
Yo, Diddy, you gave me the Oshkosh Goosewash. You gave me the Oshkosh Muaf.
When I went by there,
gave him the ass.
I looked up there and it said,
he says things, he doesn't even know what he's saying. It's like fruity.
Be very clear, there were lots of homosexuals in hip hop back in the 80s too. Hip hop wearing skirts or hip hop being closeted and having a plethora of kids to prove man.
Orlando Brown has just spilled the beans on how Diddy allegedly gives the best BJs in Hollywood. Yes, you heard that right. Orlando just confirmed what many people have been claiming all this time. So what exactly did Brown say? Stay tuned to find out. In a recently resurfaced interview with Cam Capone News, Orlando wasn't shy in sending Diddy a message about how the hip-hop mogul gave him the best Oosh Gosh Muash. Listen to this.
Yo, Diddy, you gave me the Oosh Gosh Goosewash. You gave me the Oosh Gosh Muaf. The Shoosewash.
Yeah. Now this can be interpreted that was, he's in so bisexual, many ways, but he got but turned fans out. Did not know what he meant up, by yeah. this. I believe him on this one. He was too reminiscent on that Diddy moment. Dude is a genius in his own right, one fan commented. And another one went on to add, Diddy heart dropped while watching this. He probably told Orlando, don't kiss and tell. While a third fan added, when he was licking his lips, he started impersonating Diddy when he was intimate with him. That wasn't for show or an act, and you saw the pain also in the disdain for what he went through. That was very creepy. He was dead showing us how that man acts in heat. To us, it looks crazy, but if it happened exactly how he acted it out, then what's really crazy? Well, as crazy as it might seem, this is not the first time Diddy has been accused of being secretly gay. While Diddy has been known to keep his sexuality under wraps in public, there was one person he couldn't hide anything from, his trusted bodyguard, Gene. Day and night, Gene was by Diddy's side, privy to every aspect of his life.
Poor guy.
It's no surprise that their bond grew stronger over time, and Diddy considered Gene not only a bodyguard, but also a close friend. Little did Diddy know that this trust would come back to haunt him. Fast forward to the present, and Gene is no longer in Diddy's employ. And boy, did he spill the beans on Diddy's escapades. In a recent interview, Gene vividly recalls a rather comical incident that unfolded during a shopping trip with Diddy. As they ventured into an exotic shopping bookstore, little did Gene know that he was about to witness something unexpected. It seems Diddy had a specific agenda that day to indulge his secret desires. Instead of opting for the usual adult magazines, Diddy was on a mission to purchase sex toys for his male companions. To keep this salacious information under wraps, the bookstore employees discreetly provided Diddy with a brown bag to conceal his clandestine items. Gene, known for his sense of humor, couldn't resist commenting on this peculiar situation. However, Diddy made it abundantly clear that he had no interest in discussing his intimate adventures with Gene.
We picked like quite a few of them down. I'm like, okay. He put them in the bag. So when I went by there and I looked up there, and it said butt plugs.
Not wanting to risk exposure, man, Diddy allegedly made sure not to remove anything from the brown bag, even at the checkout counter. Instead, he handed over a substantial wad of cash, ensuring his privacy remained intact. The events of the story are becoming crazier from here on out, as according to Gene, Diddy brought the merchandise with him to a performance he was performing in North Carolina, as media takeout revealed. Allegedly, when Diddy arrived at the hotel, he told Gene that he wanted to pay fellow rapper Ja Rule a visit at his own residence.
Damn.
Gene was then, of course, surprised to hear this information.
Okay, like all this shit, yeah, the fool's gay, whatever. That's cool, dog. But this fool is being accused of fucking child trafficking, dog. So that's a whole different thing, dog. If he wants to be gay and all that shit, that's cool, whatever. But at least, don't deny this shit, dog. Be proud like these other fools that, you know, that go out there in their thongs.
But it's not like his reputation is going to be tarnished. I mean,
everyone knows.
If he did come out like that, they'd be like, oh, he's brave.
He's brave. Oh, man.
Steve Stout, who's also wearing pink. Double yikes. I ain't saying nothing, but something ain't right, LaMau, wrote 50 Cent alongside the snaps. But it seems the rapper quickly realized he'd taken things too far. The 38.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, but that Orlando Brown. Oh, damn. Who's that, dog?
No way, man.
Yeah.
Is that Russell Simmons?
Oh, that fool for sure he is, dog. For sure, for sure. So, Orlando Brown, just type in Orlando Brown, P. Diddy. And this fool says all kinds of shit on.
But I mean, like, how do these guys enter the music business and they turn them out and they become that way, or they're really like that?
They make them like that, man. They make them like that. They end up liking that shit.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, man. They end up liking that shit. They continue to do it, you know, and it's a cycle, and they do it to someone else, and they just keep going and going and going and going. Because then all these fools that are famous, in order to be famous, they got to give up the booty hole, and that's how they become famous and shit. The hyenas too.
That's crazy.
The hyenas get fucked. But for the hyenas, I mean, it's like, I mean, it still sucks because they're being raped, but I guess they got to be it's consensual, you know?
They want that money, man.
They want that money, yeah.
You know what I mean?
How do I do it all? With a little help. And to support my family's immune health, I choose Airborne.
This is dope. The album I did not get a chance to check out. Sometimes it has nothing to do with me, I can do. But
that was all.
I think they were talking about musically.
Yeah, musically, personally, man, we trying to shake up the world, baby. You know what I'm saying? We trying to do some real shit out here. You know what I mean? I got in my Diddy mode. I'm sorry. I start licking my lip. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yo, Diddy, you gave me the ooshkash kushmash. You gave me the ooshkash muaf, the smooshmash. Diddy. Yeah, shine. You know what I mean? I mean, you gave me the ooshkash muash. I love it, yo. I love it. You gave me the ooshkash muash.
That fool looks like he's gay.
And
that's fucked up. You know, they did that shit to him as a little kid.
You know what I'm talking about?
You think that shit made him crazy?
That made him crazy, yeah, yeah.
But that happens to all the child stars.
Look what he's doing.
Thank you. Oh, man,
why, man?
Go ahead.
That's enough of that shit.
That's fucked up, man. You remember when he was a fucking little kid, and now he's all fucked up, man.
Yeah, he's all fucked up, man.
But I mean, like, who did they go after next after they finished with this guy?
This fool?
Yeah. You know, I mean, like with Puff Daddy.
Viral was some things you had to say about Diddy.
They're going
to
suicide him, so he doesn't.
There was also, shortly after that, there was an old video.
That fool's in a rat.
That was going viral.
In people's eyes, it was 50 Cent. Kanye West did his
and where he
worst,
says he was
right?
up yeah. on niggas, the way he you know? Sun niggas, bro. The way he do things, bro.
What fucking Kanye West did was worse, right? Like being what'd he do? Like calling out the Jews.
Oh yeah. In their eyes, that's worse.
Yeah, so
that's why they got all that fucking spotlight and shit. And this shit doesn't really get no spotlight. You know that shit that's happening over there in the island and shit. They're not even releasing it.
Oh no, they're never.
And all these motherfuckers' names are on it.
No shit, man.
But they don't want to release it.
Oh, they're on the flight logs for
all these island. Fools are on this shit, yeah.
Fucking island boys, huh?
Oh, it says somebody warned Cat Williams warned Diddy feds were coming before the raid. Nah, you think so?
Fuck, who knows?
Why the fuck would he warn? Yeah. And who the fuck is this? Spanky says he saw everything Diddy did to young kids. Yeah, there's plenty of shit on here, man. From like a long ass time ago too. Did he try to kill Jamie Foxx? Damn.
Nah. Oh, he's a what?
That's what it says here. That this is Cat Williams says that fool try to. Well, fucked up thing is like, it's not even like a little fucking clip. What it is they fucking show like a long ass like 24-minute clip and shit. You know? Yeah. Damn. This motherfucker said that Puff Diddy's gay. From back in 2018, he's saying this shit.
Who? 50 Cent.
Yeah, 50 Cent saying this shit. Yeah, yeah. Damn. Who's this fool?
So that means fucking probably the Notorious B.I.G. was like that too.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
You know that whole fucking Tupac was too, man.
Yeah. It says Jay-Z sends a brutal response to Beyonce leaked freak off footage. They keep saying freak off, man. What the fuck all that shit means?
That's Jay-Z's new look with the dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Didn't they say he stole it from Basquiat. Other artists?
Some motherfucking gay fool. That fool's a gay bisexual artist. And that fool's bisexual too, so makes sense, you know?
Do you think Jay-Z has so much power that all that shit that he's been up to is never going to be fucking
Those fools are never gonna, they're never gonna get tried for that shit. Just when they die and they go to hell, that's when they're gonna pay for it. But right now, or you know, they'll pay for it here in life. Pero los lo que les espera, but they're never gonna be prosecuted. The law's never gonna get to them, dude. They're too powerful, man.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, they're too fucking powerful, dude. That's why fucking what do you think? And then this for sure, they're gonna kill him, dude. Because
you think he's gonna talk?
Yeah, yeah. They always kill him, dude, because they can't trust him. You know? Oh, what the fuck? Damn. It says Jaden Smith exposes Will Smith's creepy gay parties with Diddy. Wow. Well, everyone knows that shit about this motherfucker too, dog. I never seen that movie, but they said his first movie he does some gay sex. Will Smith. Mm-hmm. That's how he got started in the industry. And that shit was probably fucking real too, dog.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh, this is a Keefy D. Keefy D talking about some Illuminati gay party that he went to.
Bamboo HR is your complete HR, payroll, and benefits platform where everything works together in one.
This is Boxer.
You know who's gay as fuck too? Dr. Dre.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's gay as fuck.
You can tell, man.
Yeah. Tanisha Arnold.
That dude's on fire, man.
So let's see what happens with that fool.
Play Pam on,
he's probably Martin just gay, though, and he don't fuck with kids, or who knows?
We went to the party with her.
Nah, they do that shit, dude.
It was, matter of fact, it was a set it off party. Jada Pickett, Vivica Fox, all of them was there. You know what I'm saying? It was just, seemed like Puff and Tupac was like a couple, seemed like to me.
Damn.
I knew it was just about a lot of Tupac, weird shit going on. That, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The vibes ain't there. I guess that's what Tupac was talking about, the Illuminati and shit. It's like Vivica Fox was with this big gay man. He was 6'9". They called him, his name 6'9". He had the red hair with a big old booty and shit. Nobody was gay no more. What the fuck is going on here? It's just a lot of weird shit, dude. You know what I'm saying? That shit, it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's what Tupac, I guess he wanted to get up out of the Illuminati or something. But I seen it at a, matter of fact, MC Light pulled off with Tanisha Arnold. You know what I'm saying? In her brand new 560, black one. Yeah, that shit weird, dude. Yeah, that's some weird ass shit going on, you know?
This is the 90s,
And what was Tupac doing at the party, yo?
Kicking with P. Diddy.
Him and Puff was there.
Yeah.
Together. They was there, you know what I'm saying?
A couple.
That's why I don't know how they fucking fell out or nothing like that. They was road dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, he was from New York, right?
He got on that blue sweater with the turtleneck. Him and him hugged up like this with the black hat. Yeah, you ever seen that picture?
That's from that party, though.
Nah, I don't recall, but I'm pretty sure I came across it.
Yeah. That picture there, that they was at that party that day. Yeah, it's just like a bunch of weird shit. That whole fucking, yeah, that shit weird, dude. Yeah, bunch of, it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not no gay basher or nothing. I mean, none of that shit, but that shit ain't right. You know what I'm saying? That shit, that whole party was weirdoed out. And it was Jada Pickett. But
You saying the whole party was weird. What did you see at the party that made it weird? I mean, I'm confused.
I guess it was the Illuminati. It's just weird. I know I wouldn't want to be part of no shit.
You gotta go
like
into detail,
that,
dog.
You know,
yeah.
You know, I'm from the old school, dude, and that shit wasn't really tolerated with my generation. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he just said P. Diddy and homie were.
But it's more tolerated these days and nothing like that. It's more, you know what I'm saying, more open now, you know what I'm saying? But back then it was kind of fishy, you know what I'm saying? Still kind of fishy, you know? But it's more, you know, out there now.
The incident y'all had with Warren G and Kid Frost, tell me about that, my man.
Okay, Kid Frost had gave a party at the House of Blues. One of our big homeboys wanted to go with us, you know what I'm saying? So he went with us, and he said, "Ooh, you young niggas have fun." So one of Kid Frost's homies still on my big homie.
Let me punch.
But he didn't know that he was around.
I guess
it was maybe about 20 of us. So the dude that socked my big homie, we beat the dog shit out of him. So my big homie, he came too. he like, that's the motherfucker? We like, yeah. And it was two security guards had him. Had the dude that we beat up, Kid Frost's entourage. So my big homie knocked that motherfucker out while the yellow jacket, you know, the yellow jackets with the security. They had the dude.
So the guys already.
So my homie still knocked him out. Boom! So the dude with the yellow jacket was talking shit. Man, what the fuck is wrong with
him? My homie
knock out him too. Bam! Like, ooh. So the other one like, man, he got back. Little Jamaican dude come up talking shit. Man, are you going crazy? My homeboy sock him too. So we went down to get our car for valet. And it was the dude, it's LBC. And he like, what the fuck is that? And he said, it's Long Beach City Crip. So my homeboy knew this dude was an imposter. If you from Long Beach, you're going to say Roller 20s are insane. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You're a real block boy. You know what I'm saying? 19th Street. You going to say something. A real Crip said, this nigga said he from Long Beach City Crip. My homeboy like, wait a minute. And knocked him out too. So Warren G and them was down there, him and Cedric Ballas waiting on their cars. And they seen my homeboy get busy like that. So they had left before us, went up to Fatburgers. So we came, got in our shit. They finally brought our cars from LA. We went up to Fatburgers. And Warren G and Cedric Ballas was up there already, you know, eating their shit and shit. So we came in there, the big homie like, hey, motherfucker. He pointed at Cedric Ballas, like, man, you've been dumping us for years. I'm losing all my motherfucking money betting on your motherfucking ass. So Warren G was right there. He like, my homie like, man, that's a nice ass watch. So he like, man, let me try that on. You know what I'm saying? So by then, my homeboy, somebody got my homeboy attention, and he turned his head. Shit, Cedric Ballas and what's his name was in there. He was in the Ragtop 500 Benz.
Took off.
This motherfucker like jumped off. I mean, he drove up off the motherfucker. He didn't even pay attention to the curve. Wow. He jumped off of the curve instead of using the, you know.
Whatever happened to Kid Frost?
He's still rapping his shit, but He was kind of talking shit. He was talking shit about Tony the Wizard and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's talking shit about the documentary and shit. That's what the latest news. But that fool's been having some health problems and shit.
No way.
When you see him rapping, se mira como que tiene algo. You know what I'm saying? Like the way he's walking, kind of with like a little bit of a limp.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird. You know, like something's up with that fool.
It's all that fucking drug abuse.
Probably, man, but all the real fucking OGs, though, all the real OG fools that know what's up, like, they say that fool was never even a gangster.
He was from no neighborhood. Wow.
Nah, he was from no neighborhood. He just fucking dressed like it and rapped about it, but he was never from nowhere, you know?
Well, they should start investigating all the rappers.
Yeah.
And like the Birdman and fucking Lil Wayne.
And it says Orlando Brown. Fuck Drake or let me see this.
Orlando Brown. I recently saw a video where he said
Diddy,
some
Drake,
crazy
and Busta Rhymes.
So you smashed him when it was a girl?
I didn't smash anything.
So how you know
we
that?
Made love. We made love.
Who you made love with?
Diddy, Bow Wow, Busta Rhymes.
You just told me you seen Busta in the airport too. Never fucking try to act like he didn't know you. You smashed Drake?
No, I never smashed.
Oh, you made love to Drake.
And, crazy. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're thinking. He's crazy,
nah,
right?
Nah, it's real.
However,
shit, homie.
A couple years ago, he went viral for this.
Yo, Diddy, you gave me the Ooshkash Kushmash. You gave me the Ooshkash Muaf.
Recently, now, with all the allegations that came out with Diddy, people started thinking, you know what? Orlando Brown might not be so crazy after all. So the fact that he's saying he made love to all these other people, I'm not saying he did, but I'm also not saying he didn't. Do you think Orlando Brown is crazy?
Nah,
or do you
homie.
Think he's actually out here making love to your favorite rapper?
Well, I say that guy Drake, he's a fruit, right?
Oh, for sure, dog. For sure, dog. That fool's bisexual, dog.
Okay, they closed the case, of course. Which there was nothing, there was no bruises or anything on anybody. You liar. How are you, my mother and my wife's baby daddy? I'm not gonna go there with you, Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah, también él.
Okay, you better check these facts, baby. Check these facts, baby. I've been around a long time, baby.
That's Orlando Brown.
Take that. Take that. Take that. I've been around a long time, baby. I got the work to prove it, baby. I was standing right next to him. I was smelling Shaquille O'Neal's hair. Man. Oh, excuse me. He's bald.
What hair, homie?
Smacked him right upside the head. He put me on his shoulders at the Nickelodeon event. He put me on his shoulders. He came out of a monster truck, and we all thought it was the coolest thing ever. Shaquille O'Neal, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaquille O'Neal. And he knew me because I was getting it in. I was getting it in, you know? I was well known, you know, especially for Major Payne. So who did he pick up and put on his shoulders? Little Tiger. Yeah, the whole industry's involved. They're all going to jail.
Even fucking Shaquille O'Neal, dog.
Going to jail. Kirk going to jail. Kirk going to jail. Kirk going to jail. Jail, jail, Kirk going to jail. Kirk going to jail. Jail, jail, jail.
It was fucked up, dog.
You understand me? You know, I seen a few people, you know what I'm saying? That was skinny and then got fat. You know what I'm saying? They was real skinny and cutting lean. You know, cutting lean, man, like Nia Long. You know, Nia Long, remember when she was running in Friday and she was all ripped up? Now she like short and fat and built like Idi Amin a little bit. I don't know if y'all recognize. But yeah, like Nia Long went from being skinny and nice and mini and, you know, ripped up like Janet Jackson at the stomach. You know what I'm saying? Then we watched her in that new shit, that thing inside that Nia Long's body. That's Idi Amin, man. Thick man, a thick man, a hungry man, a burly man, pissed off man.
It's fucking crazy though.
Came back from
Nia Long. That's at. The lady from Friday, right? What's her name?
I think so, dude.
I can't remember. Well, she's in it, right?
Yeah.
She came out in that Are We There Yet too, right? She was Ice Cube's wife.
Oh, that's what he's talking about. Yeah, she ended up getting fat.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she's older.
Yeah.
It's like fucking 20 years ago. Or more.
They're just trying to say this was crazy that he's on meth and shit, you know?
Nah, no way, dude. Of course, they're going to paint him into that corner.
Yeah.
So people are going to
be like, oh, damn, even this one talks about it here, man. Gene Deal, he talks about that Meek Mill has a gay relationship with Puff Daddy.
Stop nagging oral pain.
That might be the fool that put the fucking phone up to the shit.
With Oragel. Smile easy.
This ended up being the motherfucking reaction fucking podcast.
But hey.
Mills. Well, he said a Philly rapper. You understand? And it was redacted in the paperwork.
Redact.
To that, because first of all, it had Meek Mills, it had Stevie J. They had redacted their names, and they had Usher, and they redacted their names and just said a performer of the Super Bowl and a Philly rapper. Everybody kind of knew back in the day that Meek Mills and Puff was a little too friendly.
Damn.
Anytime two rappers or two people in the industry come dressed up alike on more than one occasion, listen here, man. My dudes in Philly, I got some real strong dudes in Philly. They don't play that shit. And they probably embarrassed for the fact to see that Meek Mills, one of the street guys that came out of there, got caught up in this Hollywood, whereas that he's dressing like Diddy, hugged up with Diddy. I think that Lil Rod know a lot of shit, but I know this. Two men dress alike.
This is some couple shit.
Yeah.
It's just like two men laying down. When they both get up,
They both homos.
No Diddy, homie.
Yeah. And that's real talk, bro. My man, you go to a party, dog, and the nigga got the same shirt you got on. I'm taking my shirt off.
Taking that motherfucker off, homie. Yep.
Mm. Yep. I'm walking around in a t-shirt.
Yep.
Then, not to blow Meek Mills up out the water or anything like that, it was said that they checked his Google search and all the other shit.
You following a gay page, he was though. Following a gay page, though.
Searching for some online gay porn and all that other shit like that.
Is that like in a court document?
No, they just Googled,
that's crazy,
tapped
bro.
Into a shit and he was following a gay Instagram shit.
You know, it's crazy that money, that lifestyle, and you trying to fit into something get you. These guys never set out to do all this shit. Meek Mills, when he got into the game, he didn't set out to be questioned about his manhood with Diddy. But he put himself in that position.
Mm-hmm. Damn, well, the game seems bisexual, though, for real.
He's been talking shit about 50 Cent.
24/7. Yeah, but that's what they do, man. Because they want to seem like they ain't gay.
Damn near. And this Diddy, we never went to. I start kicking it with Diddy, right?
That's
I went
game.
Around with Diddy for 2 years, damn near. And this Diddy, we never went to the studio one time.
Leading someone on for 2 entire years is just crazy. But this is not the first time that Diddy had been accused of trying to get into a relationship with a younger man who looked up to him as a mentor in the industry. I mean, like him or hate him, we can't deny that Diddy remains one of the top guns in the industry, and he has managed to stay on the top for decades, which isn't an easy task. But anyways, people have believed for years that Diddy kind of finessed Usher into a relationship when Usher was younger and just getting started in the industry. He was sent to live with Diddy in hopes that Diddy would teach him the ropes of the business, but instead he got exposed to a lot of things he just shouldn't have seen.
My brother right here from day one, we used to wake up and back in the days when he was like 10, a little bit older, his older brother, we used to fight over the frosted flakes.
There was also an interview that Usher did where he was being very chatty, but the moment the conversation shifted to what life was like when he was living with Diddy, the interviewer noted that Usher became surprisingly restrained. I want to save some stuff for my book one day, he said. I'll put it this way. There was a lot of Diddy also said this.
You think for nobody else but you. You take your time, boy. I see you. Fly ass motherfucker doing baby. Fuck you in the kitchen.
That's cold, dog.
The cocina? Yeah, he ain't never beat these allegations. Homie. But it's not like people are just realizing that he could be on the DL, because people have been talking about it for years. Wendy Williams was one of the first people to try to expose Diddy back in the 90s when she spoke on this issue, and Diddy was so mad that he came after her entire bag and tried to get her fired.
There was a radio personality once upon a time. Her name was Wendy Williams. And she was practically burned at the stake for talking about such. And now it's all come full circle.
But that's not all, because his former bodyguard, Gene, also spilled the tea on Diddy's escapades with men. Rapper Exhibit also revealed that Diddy once took him to a gay bar.
Business, we go down and get a drink. You know, we sitting there bopping to the music, and then she say, she point over the corner. It's two dudes kissing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, the this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, then there's girls in the club too. And then she pointed another direction. It's another dude over there, like, butt-ass naked dancing.
Now, we all know Orlando Brown's story, and he claimed that Diddy gave him that gok-gok-shmagot, if you know what I mean.
Yo, Diddy, you gave me the ooskosh-kooshwash. You gave me the ooskosh-muaf, the smooth-smash. Diddy, yeah, the same. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You gave me the ooskosh-muaf.
The over the years. There was a time he shaded Diddy on IG and said, "Sorry, I can't no longer help you guys. Soon you will all be gay and happy. You are all now left under the leadership of Putty Daddy. Report to the nearest rainbow." There's also that time he went on the Breakfast Club and said that Diddy was fruity.
He says things, he doesn't even know what he's saying is like fruity.
50 Cent also claimed that Diddy once tried to take him shopping.
"So yo, when we gonna get the chance to, you know, to kick it, like we can just hang out? We gotta kick it.
This is intimately involved with him, but 50 wasn't interested in that. And talking about shopping and spending money, it looks like that might be Diddy's preferred method of picking up boy toys, because according to the game, that's exactly how Diddy made a play for him. He made this revelation back in 2011 about rappers who were in the closet.
"So that in the closet, it's real scary, you know what I'm saying? So we gotta get into, you know, get into the seriousness of it, and it's just not fair to, you know, other people. And then that spreads, because that girl that you might be fooling might leave you and go find another dude who ain't gay, give him the disease, and he go cheats on her."
People now believe that he was referring to speculations that Diddy might have infected Usher with herpes when they were intimately involved. We know that Usher had been exposed for having herpes, and people believe that Diddy might have been the one who got Usher infected. The game also spoke about how he personally knows a particular DL rapper who tries to hide his sexuality by being a womanizer or having multiple kids with different baby mamas.
"Think that you've worked with a gay rapper?"
"Yeah, man. And gay, not being just full out gay, but hiding and trying to pretend like he, you know, loves girls and lives the rap lifestyle, but really, he's a man fan."
Yeah, that definitely fits Diddy down to the T. He has a reputation for being a womanizer, and he is currently in a weird situationship with City Girl rapper Young Miami. The situation is so weird that we've kind of given up on trying to understand what exactly is going on between them. He also has 7 kids with 4 baby mamas and welcomed his last baby last year while he was still in a situationship with Miami. So yeah, he's kind of checking all the boxes of being a womanizer, which makes it even more clear that he was the rapper that Game might have been him. This all happened to sign the Game to Bad Boy Records, but he kept stringing him along for 2 years until he eventually got signed by Dr. Dre. Well, allegedly it turns out that it might have had something to do with the fact that Diddy made advances at the Game, who turned him down because he wasn't interested. Remember how 50 Cent said that Diddy tried to take him
that's
on
not,
a...
That's not his type, probably.
That's fucking crazy, man.
Some crazy shit. I'm fucking, some motherfucker been having. There's some shit called Surviving Diddy. Swamp Stories came out a fucking month ago. The Swamp Story fool, he comes out with some cool shit. But they have a fucking Aaliyah. They got Tupac's face right there. So that means that fool was fucking with Tupac.
I mean, back in the day.
I wouldn't doubt it, man.
I do look like a mo.
And they said in the after parties, there was only men allowed at the after parties, dude, that Puff Daddy had. Damn. So, I mean, like, if that fool's gay, he's gay, whatever, pero what they're going to get that fool is on the child trafficking and shit, sex trafficking también.
Did you see how that lady, like, Wendy Williams ended up?
She's all fucked up. They did it to her on purpose.
Yeah. You think she knew too much?
Try to destroy her and shit. That's what they're trying to do.
Man, she looks fucked up, man.
Yep. So let's see what happens now, man. I think what he did, since he went over to the Bahamas, what happens over there? If he did land over there, they don't have those. They can't extradite him. They don't have laws that do that shit. So that fool might be free.
Free, but I mean, you said they seized his money and shit like that.
Yeah, he seized his money.
I'm pretty sure he has bank accounts, like hidden bank.
Oh yeah, foreign ones. He probably has money hidden somewhere.
He probably even planned for when that day would come.
Yeah, for sure. Fuck yeah, for sure, dude. Fucking what's his name? I don't think Cat Williams gave that fool the heads up. Fuck no, dude.
Nah, I mean, how would he know?
Yeah,
that's the thing. How would you know? It had to be a police
somebody
officer
that works with the police, friend. Huh? Yeah.
Well, where was he? Was he in L.A. or in Miami?
He was. I don't know, dude. He must have been in Miami if he was able to just take off like that.
Yeah, he probably had a friend in the police.
They raided that fucking house over there in Miami too. They ended up raiding that motherfucker too, man. That's fucking crazy.
They took out they took out people from both houses that were arrested.
Yeah, from both houses. Yeah, the one over here for sure. They had his sons. Both of his sons were there. One of them looks like him. Well, looks like the baby mama and shit.
That's fucked up.
Yeah,
man.
That's some crazy shit, though. But
guilty by implication, though.
Oh yeah, if they're there and shit, especially the new. I mean, that's what I was thinking. Like, damn, dog. Like, I wonder if the kids know, or if he was hiding that shit from the kids, or if they know and they're cool with it, or who knows, man. For sure, we know that fool did that shit to Justin Bieber, Usher. Fucking, he tried to do that shit to the game.
Turned all everyone out, dude. Even yeah. Like, didn't he have like you ever see that show?
He had a show. The band? Yeah, yeah, for sure. Those fools too.
A bunch of rappers.
Yeah, are fucking, say, man, yeah. If you want a fucking deal, you know. Yeah. But it's funny because Tupac says that fool, the fool that produced for Michael Jackson. What the fuck was his name, dog? He's a big time producer. Oh, that
Quincy Jones?
Yeah, Quincy Jones. He said Quincy Jones, because Tupac wanted to marry his daughter. He said, you can marry my daughter if you fuck me in the ass. And Tupac said, nah, he don't want to. That just means that fool wasn't his type. Mm. You know what I mean? Because if he was fucking with Diddy,
yeah,
you know? And I mean, a lot of people are not going to believe in shit, because, you know, that's like a lot of people's hero and shit. But hey,
why?
A lot of these motherfuckers are fruity, dog. And it's cool, dog, but as long as they don't fuck with the kids. But, like, my thing is, dog, if you're like that, homie, come out with it, dog. Like, if I was like that, I'd be like, fuck yeah. You know, yes, I am.
I mean, now's the time
and place. The perfect time, man, to do it, dog. Mm-hmm. But I think because Tupac couldn't show it back in the day, but you could tell by the way he dressed. He was very flamboyant, dog.
The way he carried himself.
Very, yeah, very flamboyant, yeah, man. He wore, like, some tops that looked like female fucking...
You think if he was around now, he would be like, hey, yo, I'm gay?
Yeah, he would have... No, I think because, yeah, because right now it's cool. Right now, there ain't no gangster rapper shit, you know? We probably would have came out. Probably would have came out, dog.
That's crazy.
But those fools are bisexual shit. I think because they end up liking that shit afterwards, you know?
You think so?
Yeah, what do they call that shit?
Stockholm Syndrome?
Stockholm Syndrome, yeah. They developed Stockholm Syndrome, they end up liking that shit. That's what ends up happening. Well, you know what?
That's disturbing.
Let's fucking tick off. I don't think we got to say anymore. It's pretty much like a little reaction we wanted to do with all these fucking clips and compilations of this motherfucker, dog. But yeah, let's see what happens with this motherfucker, man. Hopefully they catch that fool slipping, you know?
Give him the electric chair.
If there's children involved, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Peace.